We're delighted to welcome the young friends of the magazine to this gathering. You will also see that there is information about our spring gala, at which we are honoring Peter Thiel. And we'd love to see all of you there. If you are a paid-up member of the Young Friends of the New Criterion, you get a special deal. I think it's $250. So that's a steal. You know, that great Sumerian invention, the zero. Most people have to add a zero or a few to come, but you can come for that discount price. Well, it's my absolute pleasure to welcome my friend Harry Mount to the New Criterion tonight. You know, J. Paul Getty, who was at this time the richest man in the world, said that he only hired classicists. Why? Because they sold more oil. As a matter of fact, learning classics, learning Latin, is probably the best thing you can do. This is a true statement. The more Latin in your life, the happier you are. Now, Harry's new book, Et tu, Brute, Caesar didn't actually say that, by the way, but it's a good title, and he's going to talk about this book. But I want to call your attention to his earlier book, Amo Amas Amat. How's it go now? The next is? All right. There you go. I recommend this to you as well. Harry's going to say a few things, enlighten us, entertain us, amuse us. The floor is yours.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thanks so much for coming. I also edit a magazine in London called The Oldie, so it's astonishing to meet young friends of a magazine. But it's great to meet you all today. I'm sad my co-writer, John Davy, isn't here today. He couldn't come. He's the clever one. He's the Oxford Don who wrote the clever half of the book. But I'm extremely grateful to the New Criterion and to Roger and to Isaac Sly and to Benjamin Riley and the whole staff for their incredible kindness in giving me this party. It came about because in the autumn I saw Roger and Ben for a drink. And Roger said, if you come to New York, look us up and we'll give you a party. Well, if a British journalist said to an American journalist, if you come to London, look us up and we'll give you a party, the British journalist means, don't look me up. We won't give you a party and you mustn't come to London. So it's extremely generous of you, Roger. I was trying to think of a comparison between Latin generally and the New Criterion, and I happened to be reading that fantastic Philip Larkin poem Church Going, which is all about the decline of going to church, and he wonders what will happen when no one goes to church anymore. He thinks, will churches disappear altogether? And he thinks not, because with this brilliant line he says, someone will forever be surprising a hunger in himself to be more serious. And I think that's what the New Criterion does, and it's what Latin does. But it's not just seriousness. Both the New Criterion and Latin, and learning Latin, provides engaging entertainment and diversion. And I hope that's what this book does. It's the best Latin lines ever, from the really serious great stuff, Virgil, Catullus, and Horace, including, I must say, the world's rudest poem by Catullus, which is in the book, which is so disgusting, I couldn't possibly repeat it within the august halls of this wonderful magazine. And it's also trying to show that Romans weren't all highfalutin. We like to think, I went to the Met Classical Galleries today, and there are those terrific sculptures of Roman emperors. But Romans, you know, bet on the 330 in the Circus Maximus. They fell in love. A lot of the book is about everyday life in Rome, including some fantastically rude graffiti in Pompeii, in the brothel in Pompeii. There's this brilliant line scrawled on the wall, says, sum tua iris acibus duo. I'm yours for two bronze coins. And there's some more recent things in there, particularly from Roman Britain. Many of you might know the Mithraeum, an incredible Roman temple in the city of London, which has just been restored and put back down under the Bloomberg headquarters by Michael Bloomberg at enormous expense. And when they did that, they found 14,000 new artifacts, including, I think, an extraordinary thing should have got more coverage. When Romans wrote letters, many of you will know, they would write them on little wood panels with an inset bit of wax, and they'd write the message, Amo te Lucilla, or what it might be, in the wax, not knowing that they would happen to inscribe down into the wood beneath. Well, the wax rotted away, and down beneath, the inscription in the wood survived. And only 5 years ago, they found in this place, right in the city of London by Cannon Street, one of these wooden letters with the address Londinio Mogontio, which means to Mogontius in London. And this is the first ever mention of London, or the earliest surviving one, from 70 AD. And I find that extremely exciting and shows how Latin, in so many ways, is the best basis of British and Western European, and to a great extent, American civilization. Some of the graffiti in Pompeii is actually extremely moving. So I'll finish on a line which is scrawled up again on the wall in Pompeii, and it says, Marcellus praenestinem amat et non curata. And that means Marcellus loves Praenestina, but she doesn't care for him. Well, we've all been in that position. And so that's the point of the book, that whatever you think, whatever dazzling things you say to each other tonight, the Romans got there first. I'm so grateful for you to coming, and I'd love to give you a copy of my book if you've come up here. Anyway, thank you so much, Roger, and thank you to all of you.